Hello, and welcome to Last Pod on Earth. I am one of your hosts, Tibor Berenkai.
I'm Lavana.
I'm Lou.
And I'm Ashley.
And we will today be discussing the first 94 pages of The Road by Cormac McCarthy, released in 2006. So, does anyone have anything to start with that they really stood out from them to them in this opening sector of the book?
I don't know how big this will seem to be, but I just noticed that there's a bit of irony surrounding fire. So America in the book was completely burnt down, and I think still, there are still fires throughout the country. But the boy and the man have to use fire to survive. They have to light it to see where they are at the nighttime and just to be warm in general. I just thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess my initial reaction to these to this section that stood out to me was the narrator and his lack of trust in humanity that kind of shines through on page 75 when they have this confrontation with a man who steps out of a diesel truck along the road. And the way McCarthy, the author, is describing the man that the narrator has encountered, he uses the words "the reptilian calculation" in those cold and shifting eyes, and that really gives us a sense of the way the narrator thinks of this man, even though he doesn't know him. So he has no idea if this man is a good man, if he has a good heart, or if he is going to come hurt them, but he instantly assumes that he's there to do harm to them, or that he's going to look out for himself over others. And I think that's a really interesting theme in this part of the book, that the narrator has a lack of trust in humanity. And that really, that's in contrast to his son, who really represents the more humanitarian side of humans, where on page 86, he asks, "What about the little boy?" when talking about the little boy that he believes he saw, or maybe he did. And that combination really shows the two elements of the human psyche in times of crisis like this, where there's the more hostile and distrusting of others side of it, and also the more compassionate and loving and caring about others.
Yeah, I think when situations like these, you have to make the assumption that you can't trust anyone. And the man has obviously been alive the longest, and I'm assuming he was here, he was there when it all happened, but the boy, he's probably young, and was probably born, I think he was born, right when it started to happen, or maybe in the middle of it.
He has, no recollection of the before times.
Yeah, but he doesn't 100% know all of the situation, so he doesn't have that distrust, and he wants to see the best in everyone, even though he is told that there are bad guys, and that he's worried about the bad guys. He says that on page 79. He says, "Yes, what if it's the bad guys?" He knows that there are bad people, but he's still not as distrusting as the man. I think it's also because he's still growing and he's more curious about the world.
Yeah.
I feel for the way that the situation he was born in, before or after, even if it was before, he would be young enough to not really remember anything, honestly. And the current situation he's in now is something that would stick to him more, definitely. I feel growing up in situations like this, you wouldn't be as trusting, really. You would be taught from the beginning, no, you shouldn't trust this, you shouldn't do that, just for survival. And I get that, he's a kid, and he's a child, like, he wants to explore and everything, but I feel like in situations like these, there's, like, no time or you really have no chance to make a mistake like this or anything. Like, it could lead to your death, really, or just gets you in a lot of trouble that you can't get yourself out of. So I feel like him being trusting, I feel like that was really odd. Like, that was weird to, like, hear, because, like, you're born in this world where, like, he's definitely been told not to trust people. I feel like that was definitely a conversation that happened or something. Or even just, like, an encounter that happened where, like, something scared him. He's like, oh, yeah, I will, like, not trust this person again or something. I just found that weird.
Yeah. I think just to give some context to listeners about the road, it's essentially just this narrator and his son, whose age we don't really know, walking down a road after an apocalypse looking to get south. To get away from the cold in the winter. And, you know, as we've talked about, they have interesting interactions with each other and with other humans along the way. Loon, do you have any strong reactions to the start of the book?
Well, I mean, I feel like from the beginning, it felt, like, repetitive, but to me, I feel like that makes a lot of sense because the book takes place in, like kind of like a post-apocalyptic world. And, like, everything is dead, like, there's no societies, and we see, like, the dad and son, like, going by, like, they're trying to, like, barely survive with the resources they have, and if they go by any people, like, making sure that, like, they don't get killed by them. And I think, like, that pattern, like, over and over, like, it shows, like, how dead the world is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also, like, wanted to talk about, we don't exactly know their relationship, like, to say son and dad. Like, we know, we kind of have this idea that the man, like, wants to see this child as his son, maybe, and that they do see themselves in that relationship. But I feel like it was never really, like, established, obviously, to us. And, like, we don't actually know their relationship at all. Like, even by the way they talk to each other, it's, like, very acquaintance, just like not even normal, but just short talking interactions, really.
Yeah. I mean, like on one hand, I'm gonna assume he's like around 5 years old, something like that. Like, maybe, and also like with the situation they're in, there's not much room for their conversations to be super lengthy and in depth, but like, the man, I don't know, I feel like there's more he could talk about or explain to the boy, like, tell, I mean, he, maybe he's mentioned, like, telling the boy stories, but, like, he could tell more stories or just, like, explain random things. Like, he knew what life was like before it all happened. The boy didn't exactly know. Yeah.
Anyone have, like, a quick quote they want to bring up before we get into the sections, the categories?
Yeah. I have this quote on page 74. It kind of goes back to what Ashley said about their relationship. It says, "This is my child," she said. "I wash a dead man's brains out of his hair. That's my job." And, like, we don't really see, like, a bunch of, like, explicit information about their relationship. But I feel like this quote, like, kind of shows, like, how much the dad is, like, willing to do for him.
Yeah. Like, I also feel like he just wants, like, we don't know much about his past life, but we know that he had, like, a woman in his life in the past. Like, maybe they were in the midst of trying to have a family or just wanted a connection with a child or something. And I feel like this kind of, like, a small glimpse of hope for the man, like, during this time. It's just like, it kind of brings him back memories, maybe, or like I said, just gives him, like, hope, basically. Like, he's really only living for the kid, which is, like, explained in the book, basically, multiple times. Yep. So yeah,
the element of hope that the boy brings him is definitely important.
I think, like, with the quote, yeah, with the quote on page was that 74? Keep
going.
Yeah, okay, anyways, I think, like the man has to be in that parenting role, in order for them to really survive, especially with a kid that young. Which, yeah, that does make, I think it makes the journey a lot harder, but, like, if you're, like, in this type of situation with anyone, you're gonna make a connection and you're gonna, like, have to do anything you can to keep them safe, especially with the difference in this being, like, a little boy and a man.
Yeah, I think we should get into at least one of the categories. So let's start with the most interesting scene from this section. The scene that I found most interesting was definitely where he encounters the two men in the truck who are riding along the road. And the way that that's like, I feel like that's the first like real interaction we see our characters have with another human. And it's not this like hostile interaction like you would expect. Really, what's the man is being the hostile one, which is, I think, a really interesting way to frame it, where we think of he thinks of himself as the good guy and the not hostile one, but in that interaction, he is himself is the hostile one. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's interesting.
Yes, I believe it is on page like 65.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Because it's the man from the truck. He doesn't know that the man and the boy are there. And then when he comes there, the man threatens to kill him unless he like does something. Can't find it. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm wondering if this is like just an instinct response where the man from the truck, he puts a knife to the boy's throat.
Yeah.
But, like, is that instinct in response to being, like, threatened to be killed? Or was he, like, genuinely not a good guy and genuinely gonna kill the boy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's definitely an interesting part of the book. And this whole section is pretty interesting. So I think that's a... You know, I hope you found this podcast interesting.